Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You see it all around you. Good loving gone bad. And usually it's too late when you realize what you had. And my mind goes
back to what you had. 17 during the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and we're rocking and rolling here on the Small Business Advocate Show. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend Debbie Meyer, one of my favorite people on the planet. She's one of the great inventors of our time. She's an amazing entrepreneur. She's a television personality. And she's got the face to go with it that makes it all come pull together, her products and it's Home Shopping Network now and where else?
Oh my goodness, we're everywhere at retail. We're everywhere around the world, and thankfully we still have business. We're thriving.
Are we putting your face on the green bag packaging?
Oh yeah,
we are. Your face is on the green. Folks, that's worth the purchase right there, just to get her image.
So sweet.
And I mean, buy two, you're going to want to give one away. So you're global though. I mean, you're in Korea, you're everywhere.
Oh yeah, fortunately, thriving is the word. Is the word I love to go by. Striving, yeah. Surviving is not it. Thriving is it. And when I talk to people right now and I start hearing them talk about their frustration, a lot of people call me and ask me, you know, or they just want to chat. They want to, how are you getting through it? How are you feeling?
They want to absorb some of your energy is what they want, some of your energy and your wisdom.
So,
that's why they call you.
Well, you know, they've got frustration, everyone right now, and in this very strange time of ours, has frustrations and challenges that they've never encountered previously.
Right.
And, okay, they need solutions, but isn't that what we are as entrepreneurs? Isn't that what we are as leaders? Those are the things that we have to solve. We don't see them solely as, oh, my God, it's all changed, and I don't know what to do. We have to, you put your cap on, and you get to work. And when people tell me they just don't have the energy, they feel so bad, they don't have, they're not doing the things that they used to do, well, people who thrive keep the expectation of the future in front of them.
Yes.
While not minimizing what's going on right now.
What they complained about is what energizes you and me. What they're complaining about is a mountain that they've got to climb, a new door they have to kick open, a new idea they have to invent, a new problem somebody just handed them.
Your that mantra sucks, should be, okay,
that sucks their energy
the
out. It gives you and me energy.
Their mantra should be, okay, so get me the shovel if I've got to, you know, get over the mountain. I got to dig through it, whatever it is. And if you don't have the energy, well, my goodness, go out and get it. If you have to be on a phone call and you just don't feel like it, or you just feel like you want to curl up and sit down somewhere, go outside. I don't even care if it's snowing. Grab a bunch of snow and rub it in your face if you have to. Just jump up and down, run around the room, do something, but get your energy level up, because you owe it to you and to your customer and to anybody you lead within your organization or your family to show up as a human being. And if
that's your attitude, though, Debbie, you need to clock in tomorrow. You don't need to start a business. You don't need to be a business owner.
Yes.
Because, you know, I think back on all the sales that I lost. I mean, the big sales, the ones that just didn't go my way, that I worked hard to try to get. I was never defeated when I walked out of that no meeting. There's an excellent chance that I actually turned to the person who just told me no, and I said, thank you for your time, but I will come back and I will get your business one day. I probably said that on the way out, and that's the way I left the building. I wasn't defeated. I thought, okay, now I know what I got to do to get the business. Now I know what their threshold is. I didn't work hard enough or whatever.
And you were actually, in one way, thanking them. You know,
I have done that.
In your head, you were thanking them for the opportunity to look deeper. for yourself. There's something else I can do. And you have to keep a little bit of humor about yourself. I mean, you don't have to be the class clown or anything, but you have to show that, you know, your wit didn't, you know, become infected with the pandemic.
How many times, Deb, how many times have you just had it fall apart all around you and you absolutely did not know why or how you were going to get out of it, and instead of crying or whining or calling somebody and telling them all that, you just started laughing? How many times have you done that? Just laugh. I've done that. You know, you just say, okay. And then you just sit back in your chair and you laugh and you say, okay, well, bring it on. What else you got?
You know, you might spend that first, you know, a couple of minutes just like sort of going inward and
well,
saying,
that's the shock. That's the disbelief part.
Yeah. That's the disbelief. And then you get rid of that. And then you have to get rid of any delusion like, oh, well, he's a terrible person or that person didn't like me. That's why it didn't happen. You deal in truth. You save yourself that problem of deluding yourself. You just accept it. My wonderful mother always, if I got worried about something, my mother would say, if you worry about it, does it change it? Mm-hmm. No. Get up and do something about it. If you want to change it, do something about it.
Mm-hmm.
Don't worry. It's like the worst possible feeling in the world.
And what Debbie's talking about, folks, as we go to the break, what she's talking about is leadership you're leading. This is you leading yourself. This is you demonstrating courage to yourself. This is perseverance internally. And nobody knows more about that than Debbie Meyer. She and I will be right back. DebbieMeyer.com. Is that right, Deb?
DebbieMeyer.com.
M-E-Y-E-R. Quick break. Tintail. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.